podcast is shooting a story that'll make you sick. But we interrupt this broadcast to show Ken's new Instagram pic. Then later, left and right wingers won't give each other a chance because politics is polarized.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is a much different time from when you and I grew up. Kids now are exposed to so many different things in terms of media. Think about what they can turn on one of the pay TV channels and see. Think about what they can do when they grab a phone and go on the internet. Think about what they can see. It is very difficult to shield kids away from being exposed to images they shouldn't be at a very early age. So we turn to Susie Cerrone for this segment of Parent Tip. Susie, it is very difficult. What do we do to keep these kids protected and away from this stuff?
Ed, it's so hard today. As you mentioned, it's so different than when we were kids. I know we have cable TV. My daughter, yes, I'm guilty. Some people mock me. My daughter has a TV in her room. It helps her go to sleep. We do not have any movie channels for a multitude of reasons. A, it's way too expensive. And B, I don't want my daughter, who is 17, watching some of the things that are on some of these channels after midnight. I mean, even with the phone, even with the internet, the iPad, I mean, you have to be careful. I mean, if you smell something rotten, if you just have a gut feeling, parents, act on it. Better safe than sorry. And as I tell my daughter, you know, I can't understand what it's like out there now. I mean, me, I had a black and white TV, no phone in my room. I mean, so it is so different today. I mean, there's so much more temptations. The temptations are different. And, you know, you have to say to your child, you know, I understand it's interesting. It's dangerous in a way. It's fun. It's exciting. But you know what? It's also dangerous and scary. And people lie. People lie. Look what happened to poor Rosie O'Donnell with her daughter recently. Luckily, that had a happy ending. Her daughter was found safe and sound. But people, this happens everywhere, every kind of background. This happens. You've got to teach your kids that mostly people are good for the most part. But you know what? There are people out there that will lie. Just because they say they're 6'2" and blonde, that doesn't mean they are.
It's very difficult because in our house, we have the big TV in the living room, and yeah, we have a big, giant cable package. I got 65 movie channels. I don't even watch this stuff, but you start to look at what's on some of these channels, especially there's one HBO channel called HBO Zone, and you go on it after about 1 o'clock Friday or Saturday nights. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It even makes me blush. So what we've done is, all right, our son has a small television in his room for his video games. He plays some sports video games, but the only over-the-air channels he gets are these newfangled digital channels, which you can't really get anyway, even though we only live about 30 miles from the Empire State Building, where it all comes from. But it's very difficult to be able to shield them. And the TV is one thing. And like we mentioned before, with these smartphones, and when they're with their friends, all of his friends have iPhones and Androids and all this other stuff. And they have full access to the internet. And it really concerns me during aftercare when they're out there in the schoolyard. Hey, tap, 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 and take a look at this. All you can do is have the relationship, and we think we have that with our son, where if he's exposed to this stuff, he feels he can tell us about it, and I have no qualms then about going to a parent and say, Mickey or Minnie, whomever it would be, has been showing my kids some things that they really shouldn't be, and it, you know, you want your kids to grow up. You don't want them to grow up that fast.
And you know what else is scary is there is no privacy. You send an email, someone sends an email to you, that is there forever. You know, we're making the college rounds now, and we've already been told colleges look at Facebook. They look at all these things. I mean, I understand it's fun and all the kids do it, but you know what I tell my daughter? Different house, different rules. In this house, you're not doing that. And, you know, even as far as movies, when I was on vacation, you know, a friend and I saw that movie Trainwreck, rated R. And all of a sudden, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I do not want my 17-year-old daughter watching this movie. I would be extremely comfortable. Yes, I admit I felt very old. But you know what? My daughter's 17, almost 18, and you know, just some things are so rough out there today. And, you know, you don't have to stand for it. Be strong in your beliefs. If that's not your thing, like, that's not my thing. And I told my daughter, you know, when I came back from it, I said, wow, you know, we saw Trainwreck and it was a good movie. But you know what? It didn't need to be as R-rated as it was. Don't be afraid to share your opinions with your kids.
And the other story that happened almost a couple of weeks ago now, the very unfortunate situation in Virginia where a news crew was murdered pretty much live on the air. You didn't see the actual thing happen, but you heard it and it was understood what was going on. It popped up on everybody's news feed on Facebook and Twitter, and it's on YouTube. So that things that you could try to shield them from, you cannot anymore, because they're going to see things. And it's not just the pre-produced script and entertainment out of Hollywood. It's simply stuff that's out there in news media that you would never even think about showing your kids, and that's there as well. So it is very difficult, and sometimes you feel as if you are fighting a losing battle. Well, it's always good to have Susie in studio. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are early birds or night owls more successful?
According to research, morning people are, because they tend to be more proactive.
Dr. Christopher Winter with the American Academy of Sleep Medicine offers these steps to change your internal clock. 1. Wake up early every day, including weekends.
2. Don't hit snooze.
3. Use light to trick your brain into thinking the sun is up.
4. Exercise.
5. Eat protein, which facilitates wakefulness. Skip carbs, which promote sleep.
6. Don't nap to fall asleep earlier at night.
Do this for 2 weeks to turn your inner night owl into a morning lark. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Glad to be with you. In western states where uranium is found, 43,153 new uranium mining claims were filed last year alone. 43,000! And a fair measure of them in and around the Grand Canyon. Uranium is both a toxic heavy metal and a source of radiation. Scientists are concerned about mining radioactive materials in tourist-filled state parks. Plus, the Colorado River Aqueduct downflows to some 20 million people in Southern California. Active signs even stand in the Grand Canyon from a closed 1919 uranium mine, still warning visitors not to drink the water or enter because of elevated radiation levels. Irradiating the habitats of the Grand Canyon is like grinding up Stonehenge for the cement.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.